if you would stop while still mile me.
That's a, if you were to stop walking?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. It depends why you stopped. And that you might be putter in that case, even if you, if you're below 10, depending on why you stopped. Right, because we saw that. Amud Lafash, Amud Lachasev.
Amud Lafash,
then you'd be putter, yeah. Anyways,
you'd be putter. Even if he puts it afterwards there.
Okay. Acher Maimrim. This is a quote from a Braisa on Davav Amud Aleph. Iskupas Mishamesh Shtei Rishuyos. The porch could act as two different Rishuyos. This is a different porch. What type of porch are we talking about? If the door is open, so a skupa in this case is going to be the area in front of the doorway. If the doorway is open, kilifnim, the status is like it is inside. The status of the porch is as if it is inside the rishus. Pesach na'ol, and it's rishus yachid. If the doorway is closed, it is as if the door, we treat the porch as if the doorway, as if it, we treat the porch as if it is outside. It's Rishus HaRabim. So now the Gemara understands as follows. The Gemara understands that we are talking about a porch that is, if you have any pictures in the Gemara, it might help visual aids here. Here is either your house or your lechi, or your. The Gemara is going to differentiate between a lechi, between a house and a mavoi. Really, there's no difference if it's a house or a mavoi. It's just what this understanding is, that houses have, houses generally, the iskupa, the porch on the house is generally covered. So, but either way. What it means is that there's this area over here. As of this point, the Gemara understands that the doorway is on the inside. And the Gemara is saying, if the door is closed, so then this area over here has a status, this area over here has a status of a Rishus HaRabim. If the doorway, because here's a Rishus HaRabim right in front of the house. If the doorway is open, then we say that this entire area has a status of Rishus HaYachid. It's bottled to the inside. Says the Gemara, you're allowed to use this area, even though, now we understand that there is some sort of lechi over here. Even though, says the Gemara, the lechi is all the way over here, why is that? Generally, we know from Maseches Erevin that you're not allowed to use the area by the lechi. Let us see the Gemara inside. Even though there is no extra lechi, even though there is no lechi, v'ha'amar Rav Chama bar Guya amarav toicha pesach tzorich lechi achel lehetirei. In middle of the doorway, you require a lechi on the outer side of the doorway to be matter walking in that area. So how come you're telling me carte blanche that it's mutter to carry? If the doorway is open on the porch, you should require a lechi on the outside to be matrit. That's the Gemara's question. The chitamin, if you want to tell me that the doorway is not dalad by dalad, so it's not so chashiv, so it's batal. The chitamin, the less by dalad al dalad. V'hamar v'chama bar goyam arav, teicha pesach, afa bishayim a dalad al dalad, tzorch lechi rachi lehetir. That's not an excuse. Being less than dalad by dalad is not a reason to be matter carrying in that area if you don't have another lechi. Says the Gemara, you should require a lechi on the outer corner in order to permit walking in this area over here, even when the door is open. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, hacha be'iskupas mavoy askinan. We're talking about an iskupa of a mavoy. Where chetzia mekura v'chetzia she'ena mekura. Half of it has a roof and half of it doesn't. V'kiruya klape pnim, and the roofed part is towards the inside of the mavoi. So let's say it is a mavoi. Let's say of this porch of this area. Therefore, Pesach Pasuach, says the Gemara, if the doorway is open, then the status underneath that area that has a port, that has a roof, is Kilifnim. Pesach Na'ul, if the doorway is closed, it has a status of the entire porch is going to have a status of being on the outside. Says, in other words, the Gemara is answering that we're talking about a porch that does not have any lechis, because it doesn't need a lechi. It has its very own kaira. It has a kaira. And a kaira is also something that is permitted to matter the porch. So therefore, says the Gemara, that when we say that it's mutter, there are no... When we say that it's mutter, there are no lechis at all. Now we're going to blow up this porch area. This is the porch area. This part has a kaira. So indeed, if... And here's the doorway. If the doorway is open, so then this beamed part is acting as a kaira for the mavoi. Therefore, it would be permitted to carry underneath this beamed part. It would not be permitted to carry underneath this part. It would be permitted to carry under the beamed part, because at this point, the Gemara thinks that the outer edge of the kaira is what is matter you to go ahead and carry. If the doorway is closed, though, so then this is not a kaira. A beam in the middle of nowhere that's not acting as a kaira is not a kaira. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry under this if the door is closed. That's the Gemara's first answer.
Doesn't it matter what it is before Shabbos? Whether it designated, whether the door's open or not, won't make any difference then.
I could hear that it would matter, but no, it doesn't.
Does it matter? Yeah, whatever you set up before Shabbos, that's your lucky for the whole Shabbos. We shouldn't even get into this opening the door thing. Korah, lucky, it's all the same thing.
Right. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's a concept of making a kaira on Shabbos, but if you're making it via closing a door, then I guess it doesn't make a difference.
You make it before Shabbos, and then you close the door. What does that make it? You walk it. Is it per year?
Yeah, so then it's going to be fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a concept also of making mechitzas on Shabbos also. You know, sometimes people say that if you have a bunch of people, you know, together, that's a mechitza. You could do that on Shabbos. Okay.
The doors here aren't...
What?
Isn't that automatic? You're going to have a lechi? The doors in the small
room. Why would it automatically be a lechi?
You can have a door without a lechi.
You can have a door without a lechi. Although there is a concept of this part should be the lechi. That is the best lechi there is. But afal pikein, we hold that according to this Gemara holds that the inner part of the lechi is what's acting as the lechi, so it's not going to help.
What do you mean the inner part?
In other words, let's say you have a lechi that's this fat, you're only allowed to use from the inner part. That you're only allowed to use from this part, not the outer part. So therefore, even if this is the lechi, and even to answer your question direct, let's say a door was a lechi, it would only be mutter to carry from the door, from that part, and in. Okay, the Gemara's second answer. This, by the way, is a very hard Gemara. This is one of the very hard Gemara. There's a lot going on over here. Going to the Gemara's second answer is... We're talking about a skubis bias. And now the difference between a skubis bias and a skubis mamre, I told you, is just that a bias, generally, the entire thing is covered. So if the entire thing is covered, so this is the Gemara, it's talking about where it's covered with two separate beams. But each beam doesn't have four tfachim. She'ein bezu arba, ve'ein bezu arba. Ve'ein bein zu lezu shleisha. And there's no three tfachim between the two. So therefore, what you could do is, technically, because there's no three in between the two, you could say lavud. However, the doorway is situated in between the two. So an overhead view of this thing now shows us that there's one beam over here. There's one beam over here. This distance is two. So technically, there's two, two, and two. Technically, with lavud, there's a board of six over here. However, the doorway is right in between. So if the doorway is closed, so we see it as two separate boards of two. If the doorway is open, then we see it one big board of six.
What kind of a house is that? Basically, the house is open.
No, it's a bit, what do you mean open?
I mean, there's no roof for the part where the door is.
Specifically in the part where the door is, right.
It's raining in on it.
The art scroll says that the door is in between the two boards.
Right, that's what I drew. The door is in between the two boards. Right. So you want to know just practically how to work?
I mean, if practically it doesn't work so well, then it's...
No, so maybe... Yeah, that's true. Maybe I would tell you that way high above there was a roof. No, that would be too... So I'm kind of over there. Okay, maybe it was there was a roof that was over 20 amas high. Higher than them. And so it can't act as a Kaira. It's also daichik. Yeah, I don't know. Right here. That's a good question. Now, why does it have to be? Because if it was four wide, and once it's four wide, when the door is open, we have a concept called Pitek or Yerev Vesesim. Again, I'm seeing Rashi's version of the events here. We have a concept called Pitek or Yerev Vesesim, meaning that we'll view the entire thing as one big board. And then we will have this concept that says that if you have a flat board like this, we see the side as sliding down and it acts as its own wall. So therefore, it's as if this entire porch has its own wall. But that's only if it has a board 4x4 on top of it. In this case, when the door is closed, it doesn't have a board 4x4 on top of it. We view it as two separate, distinct boards, and normally you can't say PT or ever say so. So again, that's this is Rashi's version of what's going on. So Kigan Shakir Bishte Kara, Shaim Bazu Arba Vain Bazu Arba, Vain Bain Zulazu Shlosha, Vadelas Bemsa Pesach Basuach Kilif, Nim Pesach Naul Kela Chutz. Okay, the Gemara says one last part of that price on Vav Amud Aleph. The Mahisa Iskupa Gavaya Asara, if the porch is 10 high, Virachava Dalet and 4 wide, Harizu Rishus Lazma, then it's a porch, then it's a Rishus Ayachar by itself. Misaye Leila Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, this is a proof to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Dam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Hayu Rabbi Meir. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in the name of Rav Meir, Kal Makim Sha'ata Maisa Beis Rishuyas. Anytime you find two different Rishuyas, the Hain Rishus Achas, and they're really one Rishus, for example, two Rishus Hayachids. You're in your backyard, and you have this, let's say, this shtender in your backyard. This shtender, let's say, is a Rishus Hayachid, because it's 4x4 wide, 10 high. But it's in your backyard. Forget backyard, even in here. You would not be allowed to go ahead and take an object and put it from your Rishus Hayachid and put it on here.
So if you take something
from your
dining room table onto
the
table?
Yep. Well, we'll see. But could go in amud like a beam in Rishus Yachel, like a stander. Also it's prohibited to put something on it. Gzeira, because you're going to have that stander in Rishus Arabe. So now, moving from one Rishus Yachel to another Rishus Yachel, like from your bedroom to your kitchen, that's fine, because it's so distinct that there's no need, there's no making a mistake. You're not going to, if I move from my bedroom to my kitchen, I'm going to move from Rishus Rabbah to my kitchen. That's not going to happen. But if you have a stender, that it's very possible that if you get used to dropping things off on a stender, then you would drop things off on a stender, even in Rishus Rabbah. So he would not take, exactly, it would be prohibited. Rav Meir held that it was usid to go and take things from a counter. Well, a table might be a Rishus Karmelis, but you would not be able to put something on a stander. Well, depending on the stander, it's definitely Rachav Dalet. A nice size stander might be. This is probably a Rishus Yachid. You know, it's 12 by 12, 12 inches by 12 inches, or even more, 16 inches. Probably 16 inches by 16 inches, and it's definitely 10 high. This is probably Rishus Yachid.
So he would not be allowed to take the stender, the sitter, and put it here. He wouldn't take it from himself and put it here.
But we don't. That's he would. We don't hold that way.
Correct. Correct.
The table. We do not hold. Table is going to be a commons.
Table would be a, well, yeah, but there's no commons by things, so that's why that doesn't make a difference. But yeah, there's no commons by Caleb. Only carmelist by objects, like a fire hydrant or something that's stuck to the ground, but Caleb are not a fire hydrant. Oh, no.
Wouldn't be the truth,
though. Right. Okay, that sums up the... so he says, Gzera, Mishim Tel, Mishizaram, a pile of Mishizaram. All right, that sums up the first 7.5 blot of Shabbos, which is the parts that yeshivas learn. After this... There is a Shabbos is very gishmak and mazachna, extremely gishmak. So that was like the lom the shapart. Then we're gonna get to another like 20-30 blat of gishmak gemara. Afterwards is going to be more parts that yeshivas learn, more parts that koilim learn. So there's gonna be bishul and things like that. And then there's gonna be about 3-4 prakim. It's a very very long mazachna. We're here for 6 months at least. But all right. So now we're. Now it's just Gishmak and Gemara. The yeshivas stop usually over here. Okay, we have 10 minutes. Lo yeshiv adam lefnei ha'staper samach lemincha. A person is not allowed to sit in front. Is not allowed to go to a barber before he davens when once the time for mincha comes. Ad sheyispalel until he davens mincha. Lo yikanes adam lemerchatz. A person is not allowed to start go to a bathhouse. Lo leborstiki, and he's not allowed to go to a leather tanning place. In other words, a business. He's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to judge. But if he started any of these things, ain mafsikin. He cannot. He does not have to stop. Even if he started be'isser, he's not supposed to. You're not supposed to eat before you daven mincha. But if you did, you don't have to stop in mid-chew. Ain mafsikin. Say that the mishnah finishes off. Mafsikin the kriyas shema ve'ain mafsikin the tefillah. We will stop you. If the time for Kriyat Shema comes, but in Rav Sikin with Tefillah, but we're not going to stop you for Tefillah. So we tell you, finish your food, finish your merchats, finish whatever you need to do, finish whatever you started. You shouldn't have done it, but once you did it, it's fine. We're not going to punish you.
It's not before Samach
Mincha? What?
You didn't say that you started before
Samach Mincha? So, there is a discussion amongst the Rishayim, but Rashi doesn't say anything. And I'm going with Tosfos. So Tosfos says Beferish. Yeah, but yeah, it's a discussion amongst Rishonim. Yeah. There are some Rishonim who say that it's Dafka if you started before.
Yeah.
What? Yes, that is right. And in fact, it brings down this Mishnah over there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, all the Rishonim deal with it. Well, why Erev Pesach is special? I mean, it's a Meforish Mishnah in Shabbos. That's excellent. Yeah, very good. What are you looking for, Tzadik? You want to need a Gemara? Okay. There's nothing over there. That's a brachas. It's a brachas. They didn't have signals for them. Oh, he got one. What's his name? Yoni? I think his name is Aryeh. Okay. Hi, Samech Lemincha, says the Gemara. What does it mean, Samech Lemincha? Which mincha? You're next to which mincha? So there's two types of, there's two minchas during the day. There's mincha gedolah, which is about 12:30 in the afternoon. I mean, again, it doesn't depend on physical times. It depends on 6.5 hours after the zman of the morning. So usually it would be 12:30 on our clocks. Or there is mincha ketana, which is about 9.5 hours after the morning started. So about 2.5 hours before Shkia. So which mincha are we prohibiting a person from doing all these activities from? If you say next to mincha gedolah, in other words, already at midway through the day, it's already prohibited to do any of these things until you daven mincha. So it's Gemara, my loy, why are we going to prohibit a person from eating, from going to din, from going to a bathhouse? Ha'ika shows b'yom tuma. There's a lot of time to daven mincha. Have your meal and then eat. And then daven. Ella, it must mean that it's samach lemincha ketana. It is next to mincha ketana. Meaning, it's already part ways through the day. It's almost, you only have, it's ready to mincha ketana. If you don't daven now, when are you going to daven? You're right, there's still time. So if you started, we're not going to stop you. But lechatchil, you should take care of mincha before you do any activity that might stretch out. Says the Gemara. But if that's true, im heschilu ein mafsikin. But, why is it true that if you started, we're not going to stop you? Why shouldn't we stop you? If it's mincha ketana, that means that time is running out.
name it to have it to Yufti to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is a refutation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinion. The Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kevin shehigias man tefilas amincha. Once the time for mincha comes, it's also la adam sheyito im klum kaidem sheyispal tefilas amincha. That is prohibited to taste anything before he davens. So the Gemara switches and says, no, you know what? You're right. It does mean 12:30. And our question was that you had so much time. It's talking about where you were going in for a very long haircut. You know those people who get corn braids in their hair? They have to spend an entire day at the hair salon. It's not that you walk in for a barber and 15 minutes later you're out there. It's a whole day affair. Now, the Tisparis of Ben Elasha is very interesting. It says that it was a very professional haircut back then, and you looked very good. All of the hair, says the Gemara, he was Pizer Mois, Lilmat Tisparis, he spent a lot of money to learn how to do this. And the way he would do it is they would cut the entire hair, but he would leave each hair a little bit, enough that the root of one hair went to the base of the next hair. That was the Mila. Now we're thinking about this like, what does that mean? The teretz is that nowadays when we have machines, that clippers, so we put on a 2 or a 1 and we go like that and we get a very clean cut haircut. But can you imagine trying to give such a haircut with scissors? It would be next to impossible. It would be a full day affair as you have to individually cut each hair right next to the scalp. So if you wanted, back in the day, to give a haircut that looks like our haircuts nowadays, after 15 minutes in the barber, the guy goes like that, you come out looking good. Back then, was a full day affair. People then, they took hair, and if it was in their eyes, they cut it. And if it was in their, a different hair was in their food, because it was too long, you cut it like that. So people walked around looking shoddy, and looking all sorts of, because that was the best they could do. Hair was too long, you cut it. And people weren't razoring their hair. And so, can you imagine, without a clippers, how difficult it is to give a haircut, if you wanted a short haircut? And therefore, the best they could do, they managed, was by having a haircut that was, you know, they took a comb and they snipped, they took a comb and they snipped. That's what a haircut was. But, once with the invention of the clippers, we are now able to have the Tisparis ben Elasha on an everyday basis for cheap. Adrab, if you want a scissors haircut, that's already, you know, that's already harder. You have to spend more money on that. So we're talking about somebody who was makban on how his hair looked. You can't go into a merchatz lekula milsa the merchatz. It means you want to wash your entire body. You're talking about, you know, starting a whole new project. So it's going to take a couple hours. Echel is v'suda gedela, a large suda. Din v'tchilas din. Okay, so we'll stop over here. That is, as the Gemara eventually says, that the restriction is specifically for a big meal, a long-styled haircut, those type of things you can't go, and that's also even b'mincha gedayla. But if you started, you don't have to stop. Because even though it's a long deal, but l'mais in the end day, you still have 6 hours to daven, and hopefully your haircut will be finished before then. We'll stop over here. Have a great day.